hush.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank God. Listening audience, that was a work that's being done by Eddie Robinson in Georgia. Amen. He's still got some tweaking to do for that. But we thank God and we're excited that we were able to share that with you tonight. He gets excited when he hears the word of God, and so do we here at the Empowerment Place. We say good evening to everyone, and how are you? Amen. We're excited this evening to have as our special guest, I call her mine, Minister Sharon Robinson. Sharon, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Amen, amen. Our topic tonight, folks, God did it. God did it. And there's so much we can share about what God has done, what God is continuing to do. Praise God. But I ain't going to get carried away. I promise I'm going to try not to get carried away. Amen. But I'm excited. I'm excited. Okay. Father, thank you. We give you praise right now. We glorify you. We honor you for this time. Father, I ask now in the name of Jesus that you would just have your way. Holy Spirit, speak to us. Speak through us. You, Sharon, as your vessel on tonight. Be glorified through all that takes place on this broadcast on tonight, God. We thank you for it in advance. We thank you for it in advance. And we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen, amen. We thank God for all of our listeners who are on the phone lines on tonight and for those who are listening on the web. If at any time during this broadcast on tonight you have a question or a comment you'd like to share, we welcome you to press 1 and we will bring you live. Amen. But at this time, we're going to turn it over to Sharon. Amen. And she can flow as the Lord leads. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, brothers and sisters. Go ahead. I didn't mean to speak ahead of you. I know I'm excited too.
You're good. You're good. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I want to ask you to watch your mouth. You know, I remember when I was a child, my big mama used to tell me all the time, watch your mouth. Say something wrong if you want to. And I was just a child, but I knew exactly what that meant. You know, and as children, our parents used to warn us to watch what we let come out of our mouth. And even though we were just children, we knew exactly what that meant and that there would be consequences if we said the wrong thing. But for some reason, so many of us have seemed to have forgotten that as adults. Brothers and sisters, we must be careful what comes out of our mouth. Proverbs 18:21 tells us that the power of life and death is in the tongue. The word also tells us in Romans 12:2 the importance of renewing the mind. Because you see, it must first be right in the mind before it comes out of the mouth. Everything that exists today was first imagined in the mind before it was spoken into existence. So what does that tell you about what you are speaking into your life? Or even allowing others to speak into your life. Remember, God spoke the world into existence. He didn't build a factory and have everybody on the assembly line come in on Sunday and build and create everything. He spoke it. And when Jesus was performing his many miracles, not one time did he put together a surgical team together at the local hospital to perform any of those miracles. He spoke them. Now, the lame man in John 5:6, and when Jesus saw him laying there, he asked him, do you want to be made whole? And Jesus spoke and said, rise, take up your bed, and walk. Now the centurion soldier already knew the power of a spoken word, because the soldier said, Lord, don't even trouble yourself, because I am not worthy that you should even enter under my roof. But if you will just speak the word, my servant will be healed. My. And to Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days, Jesus spoke in a loud voice, and Lazarus came forth, and he was raised from the dead. God spoke it, and he has given us the authority and the power to do the same thing. So stop doubting God, brothers and sisters. Stop believing Facebook and TMZ before you believe God. Stop believing that you do not have the power to change your circumstances, because you do. Now, I have learned and experienced the power of a spoken word. I spoke it, and God did it. Brothers and sisters, speak victory, speak promotion, speak healing, speak restoration, speak to your situation, and then begin to boldly walk in your position and not your circumstances. Brothers and sisters, speak it, and watch God do it. God bless you.
What? Speak it, and watch God do it. Speak it and watch God do it. That's powerful. In that, that's truth, and truth. That they said the truth will make us free.
Amen.
Can we just dialogue a little bit right there, though, because often when we're faced with trials and tribulations of life, often when circumstances arise, we become so perplexed with the situation that we fail to recognize exactly what it is that God wants to do. So talk a little bit about that if you have an experience of your own where there have been times when you've been challenged with actually speaking the word, trusting God at his word, trusting that God would do it. And how do you overcome that? What would you suggest? Amen?
Oh, my goodness. There have been so many situations in my life where I've learned this. But there's so many times when it doesn't look like it. But you just have to trust God. And I've learned that you must surrender. You must first surrender, and you have to believe what you speak. And then once you've spoken it, you need to step back and allow God to be God, because he's God, and he's God all by himself. And there have been so many times in my life that I just tried to do it myself. I thought, you know what, Lord, I appreciate it, but I got this. I got this from here. You know, I appreciate you, but I got it. But I had to learn the hard way. Sometimes those are the best lessons, that no, I don't have this, but God does. And so I have just learned to speak and sit and wait and trust in God's timing, because he has never failed me, not once, not once.
Another powerful nugget is that we have to be willing to wait on God's timing. And often when we don't see manifestation right away, sometimes we do. We want to take it into our own hands and make it work. And then we say, okay, if God hasn't done it, then maybe God will know. But just because he delayed something doesn't mean he's denied us. And that's something that we have to recognize. If we really trust God, the same way we trust a chair when we sit down, the same way we trust him when we go to work for 40 hours, 80 hours, at the end of payday, on payday, we're going to get a check. The same way we trust that when we put our key in the ignition, the vehicle is going to start, or we push the button, we trust that it's going to start. We've got to trust God that same way, in that when things don't look like we think they should, God is still being God, and God is still doing what's best for us, better than we know ourselves sometimes. And I thank God for that. You know, Sharon, as I stated, you all, I call her my daughter, but I didn't give birth to her. But Sharon is a part of me and has been for several years. But Sharon, I just think back to how many months ago has it been now that after 16 years, God did it. After 16 years, God did it. And he did it in his own timing. He did it in his own way. And when he brought us back together, it was as if not a day had passed. That's when you know for certain that God is in it and God did it. There may be somebody on the line tonight who has a loved one that you've not seen. You have a family member that you've not connected with, and you're saying to yourself, I've looked for them, I've reached out, I've gone this place, I've gone that place, you know, I've done DNA, I've done all these things, and I just can't find them. Well, can we be a witness and tell you that when God wants it to happen, God will do it?
Amen. Amen.
He'll do it. He'll do it. He'll do it.
Yes, he will.
He will do it. He did it for us, and because he has no respect for person, if he did it for us, guess what? He can do it for you, too. But one thing we have to understand, too, I believe, Sharon, when we're trusting God in our processes, even when it comes to our healing, even when it comes to manifestation of a promise that God has given us, we've got to make sure that our motives are right. That our motives are right. Because a lot of times we want God to do a thing for us, but the plan that we have is so far from what God wants that God is saying, what you want that for? What is that about? And I know that there have been times in my life that God said, well, Belle, what do you want that for? What do you need? Why are you asking me for that? Why are you asking me for that? Why do you want me to do that? And for real, I couldn't give him a real honest answer, because it was based on my flesh needs, not my purpose, not that which he had mandated for me from the foundation of the world, not about his original intent, but about what Valerie wanted in that moment.
Absolutely.
And know that God didn't do it. He didn't do that. A songwriter says, he knows what's best for me, although my weary eyes can't see. And then in that, I just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. That in my small mind, I felt like I could reason my life better than God could, that I could navigate his plan for me
better than him assisting or him leading, not even assisting, but him leading. And we've got to get to a place that we can trust God wholeheartedly. I think, Sharon, sometimes we want to trust God with A part, but we don't want to trust him with B part. But we'll give him B part, but we don't want to give him G part. Or we give him G part, but we don't want to give him X part.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you find yourself being challenged sometimes where there are parts of you and parts of your life you're willing to give to God, but then there are other parts that you try to handle more on your own than really surrendering it to him?
Absolutely. And all the time, I must be honest, and that's something that I'm praying about and I'm asking God to work on me with, because very, very often, I do it all the time. You know, I talk to the Lord and I give it to him, and then I come back a couple hours later or even the next day and say, Lord, okay, I know I gave that to you, but let me just take this part back because I got this part, you know. And I have got to learn that surrender means complete surrender. I'm reminded of the saying, you know, that obedience is better than sacrifice, because, and I understand that now, because when you sacrifice, you're going to do what you want to do. Lord, I give you this little bit right here. This is what I'm going to sacrifice. But when you're obedient, you give God exactly in all of what he has told you to give him. So now I understand that. But absolutely, absolutely, I'm understanding that you know, I've got to just let go and let God and trust him. And continue to thank him. You know, I thank God, you know, for the answered prayers in my life, but I've also learned to thank God for the unanswered prayers in my life, because I know that he knows what's best for me. And so I'm definitely learning.
Amen. Amen. And that's something we have to accept as well, because many people have been told that God answers all prayer. No, he don't. So some stuff we ask God for ain't got nothing to do with him. Some stuff we ask for, he's not going to give you everything you ask for. Stop it. You don't even give your children everything they ask for, and we are his. Made in his image, fearfully and wonderfully made. He knows what's best for us. Come on now. If we had got everything we asked for, some of us would be dead in our grave right now.
Mama, speak that.
If we had got everything that we asked him for, some of us wouldn't be on this line today to be able to talk about it, because we wanted. I just think back to my life. I look over my life, Sharon, you know, from the book that I wrote, The Seeds I've Sown, where I talk about my relationship journey. And, you know, you shared with me that some of what I've lived, you know, other people who have lived those same things. And what I shared, even in that, I used people because I was hurt. And I was going to get you before you got me. That's just, that's where I was. And if I think about the seeds that I've sown then, and how God has kept me, how God has healed me, how God has made me whole, he has delivered me from that mindset, my God, if it had not been for him loving me the way that he did, honey, I can't even imagine where I'd be. I wouldn't be on this line tonight. I would not be giving God glory, honor, and praise for who he is to me. I wouldn't. But because God did it, because I came to myself, Lord have mercy, I came to myself. I recognized that I was a wretch undone, that I needed the Lord. And when I cried out to him, he didn't say, well, Valerie, you know, I would, you know, salvation could be yours. Salvation and deliverance could be yours, but you did X, Y, Z. No, he didn't do that.
My.
He loved us. He loved us so much so that he gave his only begotten son. And the word says that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And then the word also goes on to tell us that if we confess with our mouths and we believe in our heart what Jesus did on Calvary's cross, where he was crucified, died, on the third day rose with all power in his hands, if we're able to believe and receive that, then he would become Lord and Savior over our lives. All that other stuff is cast away. We're cleansed white as snow by the blood of Jesus.
Mama.
And y'all, that's what God did. God did that. God did that. Because of his love for us, he did that.
My.
And he didn't just do it for us. He didn't just do it for Sharon. He didn't just do it for Valerie. He didn't just do it for Benny. He did it for each and every one of us. Whether you're listening on the line right now or you're going to listen later, whether you're on the phone line or on the internet call, God did it for you too. And if you've not experienced it, he wants to do it for you too.
My. Indeed.
That's what he wants. I thank God again for all of our callers on the line on tonight. There's some love on this line. Praise God. There's some love on this line. If you have a question or a comment, you just want to share something, please press 1 and we can bring you live. Amen. Praise God. We've got some time left on the broadcast. So we would love to hear if you have a testimony about something that God has done for you. Please share it with us. Amen. So that our listeners will be able to hear testimony of what God has done and what he's continuing to do in the lives of his people. Amen. So we invite you to press 1. If you have a question or a comment, or if you'd like to share something, testify to the goodness of the Lord and what God has done for you. Babe, would you like to share? Amen.
Do we have any callers?
Well, Benny's here. Amen.
I would just say that this morning, as I was getting myself to get on the road, I did not know, have not talked to Minister Sharon, and exactly what she said about the spoken words, that's what was revealed to me this morning. Just being careful what you say. And before anything happened, even in the creation of the earth, it was
spoken.
It was formed in the mind of God to speak, and he created the heavens and the earth. So it you know, we have to be careful what we say.
Mm-hmm.
We don't say everything that you think.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't be even thinking anything other than positive things. Because the word tells us what we should and should not do.
Yeah, think on these things.
And
yeah.
So we're going to think on the good things. And I was right there this morning thinking the same thing. Holy Spirit revealed it to me this morning. Be careful what you say and how you say it, because that controls what happens. So when we came out, Ray came right out the gate with that same message. That was confirmation this morning for me as well.
Amen.
Glad to hear that.
Amen. We thank God.
Glad to
hear that. Amen. We thank God for that. We thank God for that.
Amen.
It's powerful, powerful, because, you know, there's always a battle for many of us going on in our minds. And we don't always war well when it comes to our mind. Many of us have to deal with the rejections that we've faced. Many of us have to deal with seeds that have been sown concerning who we are, what we're going to be, what we're going to amount to or not. We have to overcome those things. Many of us have to deal with the greatest enemy, which is our inner me. I tell people that all the time. Our inner selves is what we contend with more often than having to deal with other people, where we don't see ourselves the way God sees us. And we discount ourselves. When God is trying to build us up, we're tearing ourselves down because we're comparing ourselves to somebody else. Oh, well, I don't sing like them, and I don't preach like them, and I don't live in a big house, and I don't drive a nice car, and I wear wigs, and they have good hair. Well, maybe the dancers, I don't know. Those lace fronts be looking good. I'm just saying. Stop comparing yourself with what you see, because everything you see ain't real. Stop it.
Mm.
If you trust God's plan for your life. Hear me. If you trust God's plan for your life, from the foundation of the world, God knew what he wanted from you. The word says, Jeremiah, before I placed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. Before I even placed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. And I called you to be a prophet to the nations. Before I even put you in your mother's womb, I knew what plan I had for you. I had a plan for you. I have a plan still for you that I have not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, that which I have in store for you. If you can trust God with that.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you've seen God do it. I've seen God do it. Come on, y'all. How many times have we seen God do it?
So many times.
You know that situations happen that it's not anything that you could have done. God did it.
Yes, he did. Over and over again.
God did it. One of my friends, Elder Virginia Wooten, back in the day, she would be sitting on the front row, and she said, "He keeps on blessing me. He keeps on blessing me.
My.
He keeps on blessing me. Over and over again." Yes, he does. And she said, "He keeps on making a way. He keeps on making a way. He keeps on making a way. Over and over again." And that's something that we need to hold on to, y'all, because he does it. God does it. He blesses us over and over again. He's healing us over and over again. He's making a way over and over again. When the word says that he is Jehovah Jireh, he is our provider. Come on. He's making a way. He's doing it for us, and he's doing it over and over again. So wherever you are today, whatever situation you're finding yourself in, look, God can do it if you trust him.
Yes,
if you're willing
to
give it to him, he can do it. He will do it, but you got to give it to him.
Amen.
You got to take him at his
word,
because he won't fail you. He will not fail you.
Never.
Another song says,
never.
Trust and obey. But there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Can you trust him tonight? Are you willing to obey him tonight so that you're able to receive that which he has for you?
My Lord.
Do you want to be able to say to somebody on tomorrow morning, God did it? God did it. When I couldn't see my way clear, God did it. When my back was up against the wall, God did it. When my body was racked with pain, God did it. When my bank account was on a minus, God did it.
Yes,
when
Lord.
My husband was acting crazy and my children were acting crazy, God did it. When I was about to lose my mind, ready to take my own life, God did it.
My Lord. Yes,
God
yes, Lord.
Did it.
Over and over.
God
over
did
and
it.
Over.
Over and over again. Over and over again. God did it. And he's still doing it. Listen,
yes.
He's still doing it. He's still doing it over and over again.
My. Yes.
Yes, God.
Any good?
Thank you. So good. Again, thank you. Thank you to our listeners. Amen. I would have loved if someone would have shared their testimony, but it's okay. There'll be other opportunities. Amen.
But if there's a question or a comment before we get ready to close tonight, please press 1. We'll bring you live. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God.
My Lord. My Lord.
Mm.
My Lord. My
glory
Lord.
To God.
It's all right if you want to, you know, we're inviting you to speak. Just call in and, you know, it's sometimes, you know, you have to remember that, you know, it's okay. You may bless someone. You may think what you have to say is not important, but indeed it is, because you don't know who needs that word. You might think it's nothing, but you know, remember Isaiah 61:3 says that God said that he would give you beauty for your ashes, but you got to give him the ashes first. So hand it over. Hand it over and watch God do it.
Watch him
hand
do it.
It over.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory
Amen.
To God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Whew. Sharon, you want to pray us out? This has been good. Amen. Glory. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Father God, I humbly come before you and ask, Father God, that you come on in the room. I want you to come into the room, Father God, under the sound of our voice, Father God, and pray that every spoken word that was spoken tonight, Father God, it touched and fed and blessed whoever it is that needed this word tonight, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for finding us being worthy of the ones to bring this message tonight, Father God. I pray, Lord God, that all the honor and all the glory was given to you, Father God. Lord God, we just thank you, Father God, and we just thank you for another opportunity to speak the word and share the word, Lord God. In the precious name of Jesus, we do pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Listen, thank you so much for joining us on this evening. Amen. We invite you to join us again next Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m., where our voice will be Prophet Tanja. Powerful woman of God. Woo, woo, woo. Go ahead and set the time now. You're not going to want to miss this call. I'm telling you now. You're not going to want to miss the call. The broadcast on next Sunday is going to be powerful. Amen. Amen.
Indeed.
Amen. We invite you that if you have prayer requests, find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell. Find my husband, Benny M. Burrell. You can find our page, The Empowerment Place, LLC. Send your prayer requests. We do intercessory prayer Monday through Friday mornings at 5 a.m. God has been answering prayers. We've been getting powerful testimonies of healing, deliverance, finances, jobs. God has been doing it. He's been doing it. And so we welcome you to send in your prayer request for intercessory prayer Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. As always,
yes,
at the Empowerment Place, we encourage you every day, do something to empower yourself. As Sharon said, sometimes we think things are insignificant, but they matter. If it's no more than take a new street, learn a new street, find a new book, shop at a different store, take somebody new to lunch, empower yourself, use wisdom. Don't get caught up with things you don't understand. Get knowledge. Get understanding.
Mama.
Be empowered. But then once you've been empowered, we want you to take it a step further. We want you to take responsibility to empower someone else. Because all that God has given us is not just for us, but it's for those that are connected to us. It's for that circle of influence that God has given you. And as God can trust you to empower others, guess what? He's going to broaden your territory. You're not going to have to say, God, enlarge my territory. He's going to do it because he can trust you. So after you've been empowered, please, my brothers and my sisters, take the responsibility to empower someone else. Know that we love you here at the Empowerment Place. My husband, Apostle Benny, and I, we're here for you. We're starting. Pray for us. We're in the process of getting together documentation in the state of West Virginia to start the Empowerment Place Counseling Center, where we'll be offering Christian counseling face-to-face, and we already do it virtually. So please be in prayer with us. If we have that in motion, if you need counseling, if you need temperament or Christian counseling, please also reach out to us. We can talk to you about that. God has richly blessed us, and we want to be a blessing to you. So until next week, we say we love you. God bless you. Sharon, thank you so much. We love you.
Thank you for having me. Love you, too.
God bless you all. Good night.
Good night.